Okay, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are at the tail end of Siman Rishon Gimel in Yoreh De'ah. Last we spoke, we said that an Ani, who for whatever reason his self-respect prevents him from accepting tzedakah, so you try to, you know, kind of give it to him in all sorts of roundabout manners. Try to give him a loan. Try to give him a partnership, maybe a matana, hakarat hatov, however you want to word it, but you try to make him accept that money. Now, the next thing Shulchan Aruch talks about is Talmid Chacham, chayavim latet lo lefi kvodo. Ve'im eno rotze lekabel, mitaskin lischor lo sechora, shekonin lo sechora bezol, bekonin mimenu sechorato biyoker. Which means if you have a Talmid Chacham who's an ani, it's even more prudent for people to make sure that he gets tzedakah, not only tzedakah, but in a respectable manner, which means that he gets everything he needs. And usually Talmid Chachamim will be more loath to accept tzedakah. And for that reason, says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if the Ani, who is a Talmid Chacham as well, doesn't want to accept tzedakah? So what you do is, you kind of, once again, do it in a roundabout manner. You give him like, you buy him cheap schorat to sell, and he sells it, you sell it to him for cheap, and then you make people buy it from him for an expensive price to kind of, ya'ane, you know, do business with him. But really it is tzedakah. Like we spoke about, I quoted from the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat several times, that if a person buys something, now not every time you buy something from a person who is an ani, is it considered tzedakah, can you use ma'aser money? However, let's say you know the person's an ani, and the guy, the buyer, doesn't really need this thing at all, and you're only buying it in order to give the person panasa, so over there is room to consider that tzedakah, which is based off of this Shulchan Aruch. This is, if the Talmid Chacham is business savvy, and he's able to buy and sell with merchandise and stuff like that, so you just give him, you don't buy him stuff and give it to him and buy it from him expensive. You give him money. So here, this is money. This is an investment. Go make some money. And over there, that'll be considered tzedakah for the Talmid Chacham. Weiter, this is the last sa'if in Siman Rishon Giman. Mi shetzarich labriyot, v'shat achar parnasato, v'natnu lo tzedakah, en ba'ale chovot v'cholim li'para mimenu, mima shegava b'tzedakah. Another very interesting halacha. Let's say there's an ani who is also in debt. Now, the creditors are looking to collect from anything that comes into his hands. So you have a person who's going from place to place, and he's collecting tzedakah. And he does collect. He makes some money in tzedakah. Now, that money is good for him to live, and the creditors pounce on that and say, boom, now you have money. We're going to levy or lien or garnish whatever it is that comes into your possession. They cannot levy his tzedakah funds. It doesn't work like that. They can't collect from it. Only money that he makes legitimately, that he works for, whatever it is, that they can collect from, but not from tzedakah. Aga, and the reason for that is very simple. When people give tzedakah, it's not to pay off his creditors. Tzedakah is for a person to live. So they cannot collect from such funds. And the Rama ends often says, Im lo shekatuv, בקיבוצו שחייב לאחרים, דאז נתנו לו הדעתה דאחי שישלם. Unless it says in his, you know, sometimes the ani walks around with a teuda, whatever it is, or some sort of certification or approval that he's an ani. If it says in there that he's collecting because he's a person who has a lot of debt, when the people gave it, they already understood that this person's in debt and he needs money to pay off his debt. So over there, people already knew to begin with from the get-go that he's in debt, and when they give him money, it's with the kavanah to do what? To pay off his debts, in which case, the creditors are allowed to collect from that money. But if you didn't know, if the people donating tzedakah didn't know that the person was in debt before they gave, asur for the creditors to collect from them, because forget about him. No, he made money, that's true. What about the people who gave tzedakah? He's stealing from them. They gave money to help support the person. To support is a very broad term, but you know, for his personal needs, to eat, to drink, rent, and whatever. So that, in a nutshell, is Siman Resh Nun Gimel. Now we're up to Siman Resh Nun Dalet, much shorter Siman. Shelo lekabel tzedakah min ha'avdei kochavim. There's a halacha we're going to see. This is about accepting tzedakah from idolatrous goyim. Okay, so he says like this. Aleph, says Manan, Asur leYisrael litol tzedakah min ha'avdei kochavim beferhesia. Ve'im eino yachol lichyot b'tzedakah של ישראל ואינו יכול לטלה מעובד כוכבים בצנעה, הרי זה מותר. So first of all, this isur applies to, there's an isur for a Jew to publicly accept tzedakah funds from a goy who's an idol worshiper. Okay? We're going to see soon in a moment why. Here, the Shach brings down over here בפירוש, משום דאיקה חילול השם דמבזה נפשי בפרהסיה. This creates a chilul Hashem. Why? People see the Jew is publicly degrading himself to come onto an idolatrous goy's money for tzedakah, and that is a chilul Hashem. Mm-hmm. The Jew is putting himself at that imposition, and that's the su. Naaman. Well, that's a different story because he wanted to show that, you know, he didn't need his money to do the nes for him. But over here, Elisha wasn't needy. You know what I'm saying? He had money. Over here, there's someone ani, and even if he needs money, we say, ma, don't take. Zechinul Hashem. But it's mutar betzina. Betzina, where people don't see it in private, there's no chilul Hashem, so that's mutar. Now, what happens if he's collecting money from Jews, but he's not making enough, and he doesn't have enough money to support himself? The halacha is that over there, if he's not making enough from Jews, and he can't get from goyim. But tzina'ah, the halacha is in such a situation, we're less concerned. I mean, obviously, we're concerned about the chilul Hashem, but the guy's got to live. So over there, the Chachamim said, okay, take it. So, mutar. Yes. Only Ovid Kochavim. Yeah. The point is that you're coming onto an idol worshiper for help. Say, oh, what can they do? Ah, you see. We don't need to give them any more, artillery. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Must be. So, now, the Shulchan Aruch Seif Bet says as follows. Melech osar oved kochavim sheshalach mamon leYisrael litzdaka. En machzirin oto mishum shlom malchut. Let's say you have a king, or an officer, a minister, somebody in a high position. He's a goy, oved kochavim. Now what? He sends a gift. He sends money for tzedakah to the Jewish community. Okay? So what do? Can't return it. Why? Because not because of Chilul Hashem, but Shlom Malchut. If he sees that you return it, right, we might have another Bar Kamsa situation on our hands. If you remember, yeah, that's exactly what happened. He says, oh, you don't want to take it? Shem Yerachem. Yeah? Eila notlin mimenu, v'inaten la'ani avde kochavim b'seter, kede shlo yishma amelech. This Maran is actually let me see. Yeah, what do? You take the money. The Gemara says you take the money from the goy and you distribute it among anim goyim of the kochavim. You give it to them, but tzina'ah, so that the goy doesn't hear, so that the king doesn't hear about it. And worst case scenario, even if the king does hear about it, what are you going to say? I gave it to tzedakah. Ma'achpat lo. You think the goyish king is Ovid Avodah Zarah wants it only to go to Jews? He says I gave it to goyim also. Oh, matum manayim. You see, non-discriminatory. Lo kacha? Yefeh? Yes, over there. But you try to do it privately. The guy finds out. Besed. Now, says the Rama, v'yoshomrim, v'yaseh b'hen ma sheyitzaveh, ma sheyitzivah lo ha-moshel. Some say, the Rama argues, and he says, no, don't even nechatchila give it to anim goyim. Do whatever, because of Shlom Malchut, do whatever the king or the official decree that you should do with it. Don't play games. Give it wherever he intended. So he says, and the Rama continues, וכל זה שנותנים מעוד לצדקה, אבל אם מנדבים דבר לבית הכנסת, מקבלים מהם. This only applies when they gave money to tzedakah. But let's say he gives something to Bet HaKnesset, he donates, you know, an item or money to a shul or whatever it is, over there, you don't distribute it anywhere else, You take it to the Beit HaKnesset, just like we find by the Beit HaMikdash. There were goyim. The Gemara says that goyim did donate things to the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Masechet Yoma, there's a goy by the name of Nicanor. He was a Greek or Roman, but he was a person who valued the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says a story that he made copper doors. He was from, he had them made in Alexandria in Egypt, and he needed them to get transported to the Beit HaMikdash. Beautiful copper doors, expensive. So what happened was that on the way there, they went by boat, and on the way there was a big storm, and they wanted to lighten the load from the boat. So they told the guy, he says, listen, your doors are too heavy. So they threw one overboard. Anyway, the kitzer, so didn't help. They said, okay, now we need to throw over the other one. So he says, no, if you're going to throw it over, you're going to have to tie me to it and throw me off with it. So they said, Mayavidu, no problemo. Anyway, Bekitzur, so they threw him over, and Hashem made a nest, and he floated to shore, a nice nest that he came to shore. And then when he was on shore, Hashem saw that he was so Meshem Shalayim, he really meant it. He was a boy, but he meant to give, to donate something mitu libo to the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem Shamayim. And a little bit later, he saw the other door also floating ashore, popped up from the ocean, and it floated ashore. And that's, there was a place in the Beit HaMikdash, it's called Sha'an Nikanur, as a result of this nes, to be mefarsim the nes. So we see that we take things, and not only that, even if goyim in general, when goyim send korbanot to Beit HaMikdash, tzaracha, you take, the Torah says, Adam ki akrim mikim. The Torah doesn't say Israel or Daber el Bnei Yisrael. It says Adam. Anybody, ki beti, bet tefillah, yikare, lechol ha'amim. Everybody, as long as they're being mitkaven, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you accept. Now, the Rama continues and he says, aval lo min ha'mumar, ve'ayen lekaman siman yishnutet. So he says from a Beit HaKnesset, you accept from a goy, but not from a mumar. A mumar is a person who, a Jew who converted out to a different religion. You don't take from him. Now we're going to see why not. Now, that's mumar ledavar echad. In general, mumar is a person who is completely off and doesn't, and he went off to a different religion. So, now, so, says the Be'ayre Teves Fahamas. The Aseh Katav Ashach, the Gama Yeshomri Modu, the Imshal Lecham Stami Natan Lanya of the Kohavim Basetir, Kedeta Bashas. Ela the Svira Lekim Tiva Asar, Kahvekahi Asu, Ken Mishum Shasu, Gnod Da'ata Briot. Which means, even the Rama agrees that if the Goy sent money, regular, default, he didn't say give it to the Shul or whatever, the Chatachila, even the Rama agrees, give it to Anim of Goyim. However, when does he say you should give it to whatever the person said you should give it for? You should allocate it for that. He says, when he said specifically what it's for, because over there, it's called Gneva Da'at. Person sent money, and the Gemara says that Gneva Da'at applies even to Goyim. So you're not allowed to be Gneva Da'ato. He sent money for a specific purpose. You cannot be Gneva Da'ato. You cannot mislead him intentionally and use that money for something other than what he sent it for. Now, ואפילו דעתו של עובד כוכבים וסברה ראשונה אינה מחלקת בזה והבח פסק היש אומרים אלו וכתב דאסור לפדות בהם שבועי עובדי כוכבים משום גניבת דעת. The Bach takes this so far as to say that because of גניבת דעת, if the guy sent money for a specific purpose, you can't even use it for פדיון שבועים of גויים. Now, פדיון שבועים, just like by Jews, פדיון שבועים of Israel is the highest, one of the highest levels of tzedakah. So what about בגויים? It's an important purpose to kind of, free captives. And yet, Mishum Gnevadat, says the Bach, you must use it for what he sent it for. Bairitiv says, Mekablim, by a shul. Vata, Mishum Davik, Kamo Korban, Shemekablim Mehem, Umipneh Sheh Tzedakah Mechaperet, Alken En Mekabelin Mehen, Aval Nedarim Undavot, En Bain Lechaper. He says, by a Korban, if you give it to Beit HaKnesset, it's like a Korban, to the Beit HaMikdash, and you have to take it. What about by Tzedakah? That you're allowed to use it for other things, you give it to Anim Goyim, because Tzedakah is for Kapara. We don't want to give them Kapara, so you try to allocate it elsewhere. Masha'en Ken, Nidavot, donations, that doesn't come for Kapara, it's not Tzedakah, it's a pledge, it's a donation to a shul, and over there, that's not for Kapara, and it's okay to take it from it. So although we said you can take a donation to a shul from a goy, who do we say you shouldn't take from? Mumad. Says the Bairitiv,
כתב השח, ובתשובת מבית נראה שמקבלים מן המומר לעבודת כוכבים, שכתב, אף על גב דמרין על אדם כי יקריב מכם להוציא את המומר, היינו בקורבן ודדם אלה, אבל בהקדש לעניים או הקדש בניין לבית הכנסת מקבלים.
When a person, a Jew, defects to a different religion, he converts out, that you cannot accept in בית המקדש, you would not be able to accept a korban from him, it's a drashan d'gmara. Nevertheless, so what does the Ramah say? A donation to Beit HaKnesset is like a korban. You don't accept from him. However, what about the Mabit, Rabbeinu Moshe Tarani, who is a friend and acquaintance of the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, he's standing on his Beit Din. They argue a lot, by the way. Aval, so he says that no, he disagrees with the Ramah. He says no, if it's for Beit HaKnesset, it is mutar to take it even from a mumar because it's not a real korban. A real korban, besedir, that I understand. But just a donation to Beit HaKnesset or tzedakot and hikdashot and stuff like that, you are allowed to be mekabel and there is room to do so. Many times you have this, you have situations where, for better or for worse, obviously not to compare it at all, but over here we're talking about mumar, a person who converts out. But what happens if you have a donation from a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot? Or a donation from a Jew whose lifestyle is abominable. A Jew who lives a lifestyle that is completely antithetical to Torah Mitzvot. Forget about Mechalel Shabbat and whatever, but he's, you know, let's say a Jew who's married to a Goya. Yeah? And then he comes and he says, okay, you know, they're making a play. He says, I want to pay for the shul. I want to donate this and this to the shul. Big shaylan al-khari, you let it take it from me. Why? Because on the one hand, what are you doing by? To a certain extent, you're glorifying him, saying, "Oh, you're giving a rubber stamp to his thing." You're saying, "You know what? We're okay with you." Or better yet, we're not okay with you, but we're okay with your money. Yeah, that's number one. On the other hand, other poskim say that it's permissible to take it from them. Why? Because over here, who needs more zechuyot? He needs as many zechuyot as he can. Is that guy? So over there, but there is, I saw also in Tzedakah Mishpat, I believe, that over there, even in places, and that seems to be the minhag in Am Yisrael, that, you know, even people, even Jews who don't necessarily, you know, let's put it this way. There's many more Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot that don't have money, than those that do have money. So the donations coming from Jews that are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, Bevaday Am Yisrael, Gomlei Chasadim, so you have such donations, and Ashrei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, you have plenty of such donations. But many times, you have donations that come from Jews that, you know, we would tend not to associate ourselves with.
You allow to name a synagogue under non-Jewish donation?
Yes, that for sure. That the Ramah said Meforash. That's Meforash, you're allowed to name it. If you have a non-Jew who donates a Bet Knesset, Bet Midrash, it's Mutah. Mutah. That we saw in the Ramah Meforash. The question is, what about a Jew who doesn't act like one? Meaning, he acts in a way that, you know, let's say a Jew's married to a Goyan. Says, here, take $1 million and build a shul. Right, over there, so what are you doing? So the poskim say over there, L'chaona, the minhag seems to be to take the donation, but to put up his name and whatever in the shul, if he's makpid about it, it's not so good. If you can avoid putting up the name, that's much better because that also creates an element of chilul Hashem.
You have a choice, no way. Bill Gates' name in the synagogue.
Bill Gates is a goy.
He's a goy.
That's okay.
It's okay.
We're talking about a Jew who's mumar.
Oh, okay.
Mumar. He's, you know, the situation of a Jew who's married to a goya. So he says, here, go build a shul and put my name on it. You're going to put his name on it? So over there, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Adam HaShalom, has a tshuva actually in Igrot Moshe about a Jew who's very influential. He said there was a doctor and they needed him for governmental purposes, whatever, and he wasn't Shomer. This Jew was not only Mechalel Shabbatot, obviously, but he was married to a Goya. So he said, there's a tshuva in Igrot Moshe whether you're allowed to give him an aliyah. So he said that you're not, you should not give him an aliyah because chilul Hashem, you are condoning to a certain, again, obviously nobody's saying, you know, chazak baruch for marrying goya. That's not what anybody's saying. But to a certain extent, what are you doing if you give him an aliyah or you take his donation? What are you saying? Right? It doesn't work that way. So Rav Meisher says, wherever possible, that you should avoid giving the guy an aliyah. You should avoid giving him any sort of kavod. He says you can give him p'tichat ha'echal or whatever. Usually by these people, you can finagle them. You know what's finagle? Yeah, you know, it's, oh, p'tichat ha'echal b'chavod. He doesn't know that klapen aliyah, p'tichat ha'echal ze klum. Lo klum, chas v'shalom, but, you know, obviously, much less kavod than an aliyah. He says, oh, he feels so good with p'tichat, kach, p'tichat ha'echal, maybe, hotza'at sefer Torah, rimonim, akba'at, you know, but not, you know, aliyah, try to get out of it. Same thing with the shul. You should try not to name him because over there, the kavod that you're giving him is also, that also creates an element of chilul Hashem. Bezat Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Yom Tov v'Shavua Tov.